Hey guys, just heard a great podcast from Dr. Eric with HealthSprout, and he had a great saying, and I'm going to lead off with that. I know you're looking for 42, the answer to life, universe, and everything, but that'll come. So first thing is, when you start on a track of really anything, but in particular, diet, nutrition, fitness, a new goal, weakness is strong in the dark. So thank you, Dr. Eric, for sharing that one. If you want, or a really good way to help you stay strong is to announce to the world what you're doing. So if you want to do something big, like I'm going to give up sugar for the next 30 days, post it on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, whatever, announce it and then tell people, ask me every day how I'm doing. So you have it out into the world. You're going to be held accountable. Of course, you know me, the spoiler alert is get a mentor, but hold on, I'm going to see. I see somebody joined, is watching, but I can't tell now. I'm on my phone and it doesn't show me, so I'm going to attempt to watch on my computer as well. But anyway, so the spoiler is always get a mentor or a coach or an accountability partner, something like that. And that's what we do at our facility, our gym, our CrossFit garage is coaching, mentoring, and accountability because it works. Yep. So I know I talked about this last week. If you really want it to work, whatever you're doing, pay someone to help you. If you're paying them, they're going to want you to work, right? So, or it to work, whatever's going on. Okay, so weakness is strong in the dark. Shout it out there. It's a great step. Not many people use it. We have these social platforms. Be the story for somebody else. His journey, right? So, be the star of someone else's journey in the story of their life, right? So, there are other people struggling just like you. So, we're going to cover that sort of stuff. Next is what I want to do, and I know I said 42, the answer, life, universe, and everything, but we're going to cover that in terms of diet, nutrition, and how to eat properly. So big thing I want to tell you is there is no perfect. So in my life, I have got me who does not eat sugar or bread, and it's been 2 years and something or other months. So it was June of 2018 that I started back on this. I did it for about a year and a half before that. And that was just a challenge, or then it was just a challenge. Now it's a lifestyle choice. I'm never going to, well, for the foreseeable future, I won't be going off of it. That's just right for me. At the garage, what we use is macronutrient. It's really simple. You know, shrink your plate, watch the macronutrients, fat, proteins, and carbs, put them in a proper ratio, and let us help you understand. So we don't do, well, we do nutrition counseling long-term if you want it, but our intent is to teach you everything we can in a month, and then you go on your own. A lot of people still use us for a couple months to help them stay on track. Again, coaching, mentoring, and accountability, right? And that's fine, but we want to give you that information. All the stuff we teach in there is found on the web, so you can just go Google it. You can Google any of this. The problem is there's now so much information that people don't know where to go, and they don't know what to trust. So it's kind of weird, but in a sense, you can pay for an expert to help you. The next is another great one. Dr. Eric at HealthSprout in Woodstock, he does a 60-day turnaround. So it's the intent is change the way your body burn or reset your leptin receptors and a few other things, but change what you eat for 60 days and let your body reset. Sometimes people go for a lot longer. Hey, it doesn't pop up anymore. Who just is viewing? I don't know why. So I can't get it to you. So hi, you'd have to type something, I guess, for me to see you. But anyway, so his project is kind of in that route. Is that right for you? Could be. I've done it. A lot of people from our gym have done it. It's a great way to reset your system, right? It's a great way to get some education. And he actually makes it really hard to start because he wants you to know that this will be tough at the beginning, and typically it is. But one way, and again, I said this earlier, shout out your weakness to the world, so don't let it hide in darkness because it'll be strong there. So there's many ways to go. My wife found an accountability partner with my daughter, Olivia, and they're on another track. They're using the idea of have somebody give them or they buy into food products that are prepackaged in size. So it's like this or whatever it is. I don't know, just prepackaged. And then they're using the long-term approach and accountability to say, hey, how could we substitute this prepackaged meal for something that we can get in real life, right? And they're making wiser choices about it. And it's going great for them. So the real thing is 42 may be the answer to life, universe, and everything, but there is no perfect nutrition plan. There is no perfect diet. It's really what fits you. And the next thing that kind of goes into that is being able to flex your willpower. So how do you, willpower is a muscle. If you had a, if you decided, I'm not going to eat cookies, and someone said, hey, you want this cookie? You'd be like, no, it's good. I'm good. One rep, you got it. But if somebody brought a box of cookies and he put them in the kitchen at the office, well, there's no more offices. If somebody put a box of cookies, hey, Tim, there, it shows somebody now. I don't know why I didn't show before. If, Tim, dude, that was insane, that PR you had in Grace. I know you said you're now going to quit CrossFit and all things athletic. I think you should. I mean, that's right. Just, you hit the pinnacle and just stop. So the funny thing is, I mean, obviously I'm being sarcastic, don't quit. But the last PR you had, you said, that's it. I don't think I can do anymore. And that was like a 2-second PR. And this one was like 30 seconds. What? Anyway, super cool stuff when you put time in. Tim's been doing the work for years. Okay, so willpower is something you flex and something that grows. So somebody put one cookie in front of you, yeah, no problem. If somebody put a box of cookies in your house and you got to walk by them every day, or every, I don't know, few, whatever, you got to walk by them a bunch and you're like, eventually that willpower is going to, it's going to have too many reps and you're going to be, ah, screw it, I'm just going to eat the cookie. I made it for a few hours, whatever. Or even worse, somebody heats them up and now you got cookie smell through the house. So now instead of just visual, you got olfactory and you're like, oh, or maybe you hear someone dunking it in milk. I don't know if you can hear that really, but you get my point. Willpower is a muscle you can flex. If you don't flex it, it gets weaker. So work on it. But if you push too hard, then you're over your max. So if you can deadlift 300 pounds and you put 400 on the bar, you're just not going to deadlift it. I mean, if you can't deadlift 400 pounds, you can't do it, right? You put too much into that effort and it's just not going to work. If you put cookies in front of your face forever and ever, and if that's the problem, you're going to fail at the rep because you're pushing too much and you're not used to that level of willpower. So willpower can be flexed. Read Grit. It's a great one. Read Chasing Excellence by Ben Bergeron. It's another good one about willpower. Actually, just mindset. It's a good book. But the point is you can build up to it. So start small. I always say this for everything you do. We talked about the sweaty stuff. If you're not doing sweaty stuff, go start small and say, well, I'm just going to walk to the mailbox every day. Now I'm going to walk to their mailbox. Now I'm going to walk to the next mailbox. Just start small. Same thing with diet and nutrition. One, don't experiment. Use a test and measure, right? So test one program, measure it, right? Have a journal, understand you, right? And then did it work? Is it for you, right? Same thing with creating habits or flexing your willpower. So understanding a habit, the power habit, atomic habit, have great insights into habit. One of them talks about looking at your habit loop. So the cue, the ritual, and then the reward. And how do you break those or how do you identify those? And it's some great information. It's not rocket science. So break it down, take some notes, figure out what you're doing and that's creating that scenario, and then start backing it up. A really good, easy one. When you go to eat out and you order, I mean, I really wish people wouldn't drink sugar, but whatever. Let's say you order a Coke, order a water as well. You get one Coke and one water, and that's all, right? And you can keep refilling the water, not the Coke. So then just, right? Easy. You just had it at the table, right? Next, maybe you don't even order the Coke, or maybe you do half and half on sweet tea, right? Whatever, you get my point. Small steps is the way to go. You want the journey to have impact into your 90s. It didn't take you over, unless you're like using drugs, that like messes you up overnight. So unless it's that, well, actually you can kind of, well, if you can stop it, you can fix yourself kind of overnight by not doing that. But weight and feebleness are chasing you down your entire life. If you don't do something about it, they will win. They're immutable, is that the right word? Forces that are coming after you. Your body is designed to break down over time. You can stop it. Man, I am 46 years old. I am not the pinnacle of athleticism. Yeah, I'm relatively good at many things I do, but not super at anything. So you can't say, you could look at me as an average-ish dude who just simply puts in the work, right? On the flip side, small guy, Tim, I mean, he's like 9 feet tall. doing the same sort of work that I'm doing. I actually try to keep up with him in a workout. We were sharing bars. Our gym, COVID, whatever. We're sharing bars if we want to. So I asked him, we'll share. He made sure to lick it, and then I touched it anyway, so whatever. No, just kidding. We didn't do that. That's gross. But I try to keep up with him on weight. As he was putting weight on the bar in this workout we were doing, I'm like, I could do that. And I couldn't. So know your limits. Two different people doing similar stuff. I don't need to do what he does, right? Small steps. I want to be, you see the, how can I point it? You see the map on the wall, the Appalachian Trail. I want to hike that one day. I can't hike that one day if feebleness is chasing me down and I'm not doing anything, right? So I will get to why 42 is answer to life, universe, and everything. Just be patient. So somebody had asked me about the journey of no sugar. That's my personal journey. And true. Just sweat on the bar. So that's my personal journey. Here's essentially what happened. The first time around, my wife and I were talking about addiction to different substances. And then like, hey, why can't people just stop smoking? Like it's an addiction, like sugar. We watched some documentary on, I think it was December 31st. So yay, fun for us. We're watching a sugar documentary. And we decided, let's just not eat sugar for as long as we can. I'm not going to talk about how far she did or didn't make it because I live in this house. So good job. She tried. I went for about a year and a half. And the idea was just it's an addictive substance. I don't like to be controlled by anything. There's, you know, go watch those. I think it was just actually called Sugar. But so I did that. It wasn't a great reason for doing it. I was okay. So the second time around, not maybe the best reason, but we were on a DC trip and one of the kids who, gotta love kids, they're honest, right? We were at the Marine Museum and one of the dads jumped up and did some pull-ups. And of course I do CrossFit. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I looked over at Evan. I'm like, I don't want to embarrass you. No, I'm not gonna do that. And the kids are like, oh, Mr. Andy, jump up there. Or Mr. McCann, whatever they call me. Jump up there and do some. I'm like, no. And I looked at Evan and he's like, I don't know, go ahead and do some. So I jumped up there, knocked out a few pull-ups. And I dropped down and this great little kid turns to me and goes, wow, you're pretty strong for a fat guy. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. But I did eat a lot of sugar and bread and cookies. So Chick-fil-A, God bless Chick-fil-A, right? And Paul Joubert, love your store. But I would show up and get a bag of cookies. Hey, Damon, they would give you, if you paid for it, a bag of 6 cookies warmed up. I mean, who can resist that? So I was eating quite off the rails. So I went back on no bread, no sugar, mostly because bread is a delivery vehicle for me for sugar. And I realized that I react kind of funny to gluten and bread, grain gut, right? So guys who have, you know, distended stomachs from drinking too much alcohol, power belly, I don't know. So that's just me. So I got off of that. It's been 2.5-ish years. And, I don't think there are any side effects to me or me, but so... I think it's going pretty good. Went to see Yancey over at Hellsprout to get some blood drawn. And she's like, wow, your results are pretty good for a fat old guy. No, she didn't say that. Yancey, you were good. Anyway, that's just my story. It worked out well for me. Willpower, I flex it all the time, isn't a big deal. I know the journey is long, so there's things that I want to do. If you have a really good sticky why, I want to hike the Appalachian Trail. Or one of my other ones is I want to be healthy and fit enough to coach my kids' kids in soccer. So I sure hope they pick soccer because that's all I know. And how do you be healthy and fit for that, right? So if you have a good sticky why, you take it in small steps, you'll get there. Okay. The finale. Why is 42 the answer to life, the universe, and everything? It is. So you got to go back to the days of DOS. It still works now, but not so much. If you were on an old computer system and you wanted to look for a file, you would say, mygoals.doc, and it, you know, directory, my goal, or list, or whatever, and you could do mygoals.doc. .doc says, my goals is the name of the file, doc is the extension or the program that it works in. Bear with me. If I wanted to see all my doc files, I could say list *.doc. So star is the asterisk key above the number 8, so it's above the number 8, that asterisk. So the asterisk means anything. So if I said list *.star, it would list every file in that directory. So that's everything, right? So the ASCII code for the asterisk is 42. So the answer to life, universe, and everything is an asterisk. So that's just the answer, or that is, right? It gives you everything. And 42 is the ASCII code. If you watch The Martian, you understand what ASCII code is. But anyway, so that's the answer to life, universe, and everything. So long live 42.